Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Homer Electric Association is reminding members regarding suspicious phone calls that they don't demand payment by certain method or threaten an immediate disconnection of service if payment is not received. And this comes following reports that members are receiving calls from scammers impersonating Homer Electric Association and threatening to shut off power if funds aren't received. Carrie Ann Baker, Director of Member Relations, told KSRM,
group of scammers calling, sometimes it'll even make the phone call look as if it's coming from us and demanding payments within 30 minutes. And if you don't pay within 30 minutes, your power is going to get automatically shut off. And of course, we don't shut off power in that manner. We have a whole process and a system that we are legally required to go through. So we will never demand payment within 30 minutes. Otherwise, we're shutting off your power. It's just not what we do. We're very regulated and we have a set process. Whenever we do something like that, there'll be plenty of notice and people will get phone calls from us. Definitely don't do that over the phone. But if you have questions, hang up. Don't call them and dial in directly. Don't hit that last number. But if we shut off your power, you're going to get a written notice. You're going to get a tag on your door. There's going to be a period of time for you to be able to get money. And we work with people. You know, we try and send them to Love Inc. We try and send them other places if they're struggling.
HEA says scammers are becoming smarter, saying not to be fooled by caller ID, even if it says Homer Electric Association.
So they'll find a way where they can change the email. And unless you hit that button down, to actually look at the email and realize it's not who it's coming from. I mean, I've gotten calls asking me to immediately come and give gift cards to get my boss out of jail. So you've got to really look at the tone. We've set up on our personal emails a big yellow banner at the top of each email that will tell us this email originated outside of HEA. We did that because not only are our members being targeted, they're also targeting the utilities. This is absolutely not limited to HEA.
If you have any additional questions or need information, contact Homer Electric Association directly. Four students at King Tech High School's Aviation Technology course are learning to become some of the youngest pilots in Alaska as they earn their private pilot licenses. The program is possible through a partnership between the University of Alaska Anchorage and the Anchorage School District. And one of those students is Roberto Zuniga Pena, who said he's been surrounded by aviation his whole life growing up here in Alaska.
My mom, she worked in the aviation industry her whole life, and I've always loved aviation. From her, I just never thought about actually doing it until, like I said, last year when I started taking the class. Ever since then, I wanted to become a pilot, and here I am working on it.
The students all have to learn the basics after finishing ground school, eventually working their way up to more complex techniques like navigating turbulence or bad weather, and what to do if an engine goes out. The final test is a 50-mile solo flight before they get the private pilot license. The students fly 5 days a week during the program for up to 2 hours each day, and one of the UAA flight instructors, Colby Myers, said it's a pretty rigorous course, but there's a lot of potential on the Merrill Field runway.
Like you would go get a driver's license, right? The person evaluating you has to make sure that, well, you're not swerving and you're staying in the lanes and you're obeying all the traffic rules, right? Instead of saying, well, a little swerving on the road's okay, to nothing at all is kind of what we're striving for.
In addition to the skills learned, the university said the program helps students save on the hefty costs to acquire a private pilot's license, which could cost someone around $14,000. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.